Windows Azure Multi-Factor Authentication may be enabled by your organization to help safeguard access to your account. Once enabled, you will be prompted to set up additional verification using a phone call, text message, or mobile app, along with app passwords for use with non-browser applications like Outlook and Link. During sign-in, you will be prompted to set up additional security verification. Click Set It Up Now to provide your preferred contact methods. To set up the additional security verification, you need to register a phone or device. You can choose to be contacted via a phone call or text message to your mobile phone, a phone call to your office phone, or by installing the Multi-Factor Authentication mobile app on a smartphone or mobile device. If you choose the mobile app, download the app from your mobile app store, click the Configure button, and then follow the instructions to configure the app. I'm going to set up my account to have it call my mobile phone by selecting Mobile Phone, selecting my country code, entering my phone number, and selecting Call Me. I then click Next and Verify Now. I will receive a phone call to the number provided. I answer the phone call and press the pound or hash sign to complete the verification. After that's successful, I click the Next button. Multi-factor authentication is now enforced for signing into web applications. With multi-factor authentication enforced, I can no longer sign into non-browser applications such as Microsoft Outlook, Link, or mobile apps for email with my standard password. I must now use a system-generated password called an app password for these applications. I click Generate App Password to create one. Now, I can copy this password to my clipboard, or I can type this password into the appropriate applications and select the setting to remember my credentials to avoid future prompts. It is recommended that you use one app password per device. After you have pasted or typed this app password into an application, you can generate additional app passwords by clicking I'll Need More App Passwords. Here you can see the initial app password that was created. You can create more by clicking the Create button. You give each app password a name to help you remember which application or device you're using it with. Please note that after an app password is generated, you will never be able to see it again, so it's important to enter it into your application right after creating it. It's a good idea to bookmark the page so that you can easily come back to it later to create additional app passwords. When you come back, you can also delete an app password by clicking the Delete button next to each password that you want to revoke. To use an app password with Microsoft Outlook, close the application and relaunch it. Because you're now enabled for multi-factor authentication, it should prompt you for the credentials when it opens again. Paste or type in the app password. Click Remember My Credentials and click OK. From that point forward, when you open Outlook, it'll use the saved credentials to log in. To use an app password with a mail client on your mobile device, go into the mail settings on that device, tap your email account, and go into the account settings. Replace the existing password by typing in an app password after you've generated one and save. If your mail client prompts you for new credentials because it is unable to connect with the previous password, you can also just type in the app password as the new password. To use an app password with Microsoft Link, you first need to sign out of the application. If you've previously saved your credentials, you can click Delete My Sign-In Info and click Yes. Now, you can click Sign In and paste in your app password. Ensure Save My Password is checked and click Sign In and then click Yes. For Microsoft Office users, if you need to get back to the page where you can generate additional app passwords and you didn't bookmark the page, sign into an Office application, click the Settings icon, and click Office 365 Settings. click the password link, and then click Update My Phone Numbers for Account Security. Here you can change your multi-factor authentication settings and change your app passwords. Using Windows Azure Multi-Factor Authentication provides you and your organization with the additional security needed in today's cloud-focused world. You can access your applications and data with confidence, knowing that this protection is enabled for you. Thanks for watching.